I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The state of Vermont could be heading toward a long legal battle to justify its drinking water safety threshold for the chemical known as PFOA. The company Saint-Gobain is filing two legal complaints challenging Vermont's advisory level for PFOA of 20 parts per trillion. That's way below the federal level of 400 parts per trillion. But as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, people with PFOA in their water say the state should fight the challenge.
Wayne Catchmar is one of the more than 120 homeowners who has PFOA in his private well. Catchmar says the state had to set its safe drinking water level quickly after the chemical was detected in area water.
So from my perspective, I think the state actually did a good thing in coming up with a number, and I think the number is legitimately justifiable. I do think they're going to be called to task to provide the logic behind it and the numbers, and that's fine. Unfortunately, it's going to cost all of us as taxpayers some money to do that.
There's a lot riding on Vermont's assertion that PFOA levels as low as 20 parts per trillion is unsafe. The state set that level after the suspected carcinogen was found in private wells in North Bennington. The former ChemFab plant, which Saint-Gobain ran from 2000 to 2002, is the suspected source of the contaminant. Saint-Gobain has agreed to pay about $4 million for water tests, bottled water, and carbon filters. But extending the municipal water lines in Bennington and North Bennington could cost up to $10 million, and Saint-Gobain is not committed to covering those costs. Catchmar says it makes sense for Saint-Gobain to question the science behind the state's advisory level.
I don't see that as wrong. I see that as part of our legal system, which is very slow-moving. This is not. And to their credit, the state has jumped through the hoops faster to try and resolve these things. So I give them a lot of credit that they've gone out there and, I'll use the term, stuck their chin out to get whacked first. And they've already been whacked now. So that first punch has been thrown.
Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Alyssa Shuren says the state always sets a high bar for environmental and health standards, and they typically exceed federal regulations.
This is the way that Vermont set drinking water standards, so I feel pretty confident in our level because we've been typically conservative with regard to risk, and that's been a long-term decision based on our health department in the state of Vermont.
Shuren is expected to go before the Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules Thursday to formalize the state's standard. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.